Father, father, do you have to be so confounded regulation? The girl who's pushing that heap won't care whether you board the boat now or just as they button up. Anyhow, they'll play the ship's recall over the speakers in here 10 minutes before boost and announce it. You can't miss it. He let me lead him over to an empty corner. As we sat down, he added, "Will you be going up in the same boat, Juan, or later?" I showed him my orders. It seemed the simplest way to break the news. Ships that pass in the night, like the Evangeline story. Cripes, what a way for things to break. He read them and got tears in his eyes, and I said hastily, "Look, Father, I'm going to try to come back. I wouldn't want any other outfit than the Roughnecks, and with you in them. Oh, I know it's disappointing, but..."
"It's not disappointment, Juan."
"Huh?"
"It's pride. My boy is going to be an officer. My little Johnny." "Oh, it's a disappointment, too. I had waited for this day. But I can wait a while longer."
He smiled through his tears.
"You've grown, lad. And filled out, too."
"Ah, I guess so. But, Father, I'm not an officer yet, and I might only be out of the Raj a few days. I mean, they sometimes bust him out pretty fast, and..."
"Enough of that, young man."
"Huh?"
"You'll make it. Let's have no more talk of busting out."
Suddenly he smiled.
"That's the first time I've been able to tell a sergeant to shut up."
"Well, I'll certainly try, Father. And if I do make it, I'll certainly put in for the old Raj. But..." I trailed off.
"Yes, I know. Your request won't mean anything unless there's a billet for you. Never mind. If this hour is all we have, we'll make the most of it. And I'm so proud of you, I'm splitting my seams. How have you been, Johnny?"
"Oh, fine. Just fine." I was thinking that it wasn't all bad. He would be better off in the Roughnecks than in any other outfit. All my friends, they'd take care of him, keep him alive. I'd have to send a gram to Ace. Father, like as not, wouldn't even let them know he was related. "Father, how long have you been in?"
"A little over a year."
"And corporal already?"
Father smiled grimly. "They're making them fast these days." I didn't have to ask what he meant. Casualties. There were always vacancies in the TO. You couldn't get enough trained soldiers to fill them. Instead, I said,
"But Father, you're...
Well, I mean, aren't you sort of old to be soldiering? I mean, the Navy, or logistics, or..."
"I wanted the MI, and I got it," he said emphatically.
"And I'm no older than many sergeants. Not as old, in fact. Son, the mere fact that I am 22 years older than you are doesn't put me in a wheelchair. And age has its advantages, too."